online at www.lifestylehealth.co.za.
Live from the heart of Ballito, 88.0 FM.
It's 24 and a half minutes past 7 o'clock on a Tuesday morning, and as promised, Paula Martini is back in the studio from Jossie Design. Hi, nice to have you back.
Thanks, Dave. Good morning.
You survived the traffic.
I did. And you know what? While I was stuck in the traffic and I was breathing and I was being present, I was thinking it actually just shows you the growth that is happening in our little town.
Yeah. It's not just high days and holidays now where the traffic patterns have been changed.
No.
If you come in from the south on the M4 any afternoon, any working afternoon, round about 5 o'clock-ish, you will see what I'm talking about as well.
Absolutely.
It's equally
all the way
busy.
To Zimpasimbali, I think, to the Tongaat Bridge.
It can be like that. And it's just, as you say, an indication of enormous growth, which is very good for your industry and,
absolutely,
in fact, many industries, because the local economy obviously is growing accordingly. And part of that is the built environment. People are moving in and building because there are so many options in terms of green fields opportunities,
yes,
to create
and
the
I think,
perfect lifestyle.
Absolutely. And I think if you look at the amount of estates and developments, apartment blocks, all of even the amount of schools that we now have in our town, we're sitting with almost four, I think there's four private schools, which is phenomenal. And yes, great opportunity for us. And I'd love to talk about execution and final fittings today, which is one of the last and just before the final process of the actual design process, which includes getting where the work actually starts, where all the construction happens, and where we actually play our vital role, which is periodic site inspections and actually helping those service suppliers implement the designs that we've created for your interior.
Okay.
And that includes our final kitchen designs, your built-in cupboards, your vanities, and the furniture. Because a lot of the time, you know, a lot of the standard furniture that you'll get off the floor won't necessarily fit. And if you look at some of the apartments, for example, are being made so much smaller than, they want to get maximize their development rand for the size available. So they're going to, you know, you've got apartments that are 80, 90 square meters and your average couch is not going to fit in there. Or you've got, you know, you've got the privilege of living on one of the larger estates in our town, and you're looking for a cinema room, or you're looking for something really unique and special. And that's where we come in, where we actually physically design those items for you.
And then where are they manufactured?
Well, we look at local first and foremost. I'm quite honored to say there are a number of furniture manufacturers in Ballito. I've worked with a couple of them. And incredible quality, really coming out from Ballito as well as Durban, Cape Town. Our manufacturing is really great, and I know that government is actually, and I think it was in the State of the Nation address, that they're going to be investing a lot more in investment into the furniture industry within South Africa.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, I think it's necessary, Dave.
It is, absolutely. Creating jobs, just building the economy, anything that goes towards creating more opportunity for South Africans, I'm in favor of. It's amazing to suggest that you could actually take a tiny space like 80 square meters and live in it and live successfully, but it's happening. However, generally those tend to be, well, shall we call them starter operations or budget operations bought for investment purposes, and people don't really necessarily consider living there as a permanent option because it's too small. But if you design properly, you can.
Absolutely. And I think also, we look at our 25s, 30s, you know, those people that are just starting off, that are wanting something small, you know, it's a single home, or start a family where, you know, newlyweds, that kind of thing. But you'll be amazed what you can get in design. We did a bathroom, a 2x2 bathroom. It had a Japanese soaking tub. It had a washing machine that wasn't your average. It was a large washing machine that had the dryer function, plus a steam room, the shower converted. So the Japanese bathtub converted to a stand-in shower with a steam room and a washing machine, and that was because of design.
So normally, I would imagine that someone on a budget can't afford good design. I'm just thinking in terms of the thought process, because we're on a budget. And yet, from what I can gather, spending a little on considered design can actually benefit your lifestyle hugely, and if it's your first property, add massively to the resale value, simply because it becomes like a Swiss Army knife, everything totally functional.
Absolutely.
So what is your response to that? Is it affordable for the smaller budget?
Yes, I think so. I think if you look at the costs that can incur on building, you know, we've spoken over the last couple of weeks about over-ordering, wastage, time management, having what you physically need in that space, or choosing something that not necessarily works for you now, and in a couple of years you're going to have to pull it out and redo it, as well as quality. You know, I think a lot of people are not always going for, you know, cheapest is best, but penny-wise, pound foolish. We've got a lot of cheap imports at the moment. I'm not going to mention the countries, but we know that there are a number of cheap imports, and we actually able to manufacture locally for the same for lower. And if you're really, really clever, I mean, even as far as putting fabrics on those on that furniture, you know, we have FiberGuard. We have amazing treatments for those. You know, in the good old days, we had ScotchGuard, where we paid a person or one of the furniture shops would actually have it treated, sprayed for you, so that it, you know, your spills and stains and all of those kinds of things. But technology has gotten so incredible that the yarns are actually treated, so that when they're woven, it is already treated. So you literally can put a lipstick, a pen, and I've seen it with my own eyes, and you literally spritz it with water, and Dom from Home Fabrics is going to love me for this one. Water is your friend. And you literally spritz it, rub it with natural soap, leave it to dry, and whether it's lipstick, pen, tomato sauce even comes off. And
wow.
And if you look at our town, for example, with the amounts of little ones that are now, you know, it's no longer a retirement village. It's now young families, young kids, all of that. Those kinds of practical things need to be worked into your designs, because otherwise you land up with a 100,000 rand lounge suite that has got one spill on it, or you know, kids have gotten hold of your lipstick out your handbag, and that's it. It's ruined. It's absolutely ruined.
So obviously the money spent in considered design, what you do at Jossie, may appear initially to be only for those that can afford it, but in fact, it's going to probably be the best investment that you could make, lifestyle-wise.
Absolutely. Even if you look at your built-in cupboards, vanity design, your bathrooms, you know, if you're looking at a kitchen, you might not be someone who never cooks. So then, you know, do we need to take into all the fancies? But if you've got someone like my mom, who has a gazillion gadgets and a number of appliances and pots and all of those kinds of things, that needs to be taken into account for your kitchen, so that we can actually give you that space to store all your Kenwood chefs and your toasters and your kettles and all of that, as well as a number of drawers that you would want to keep all those things, pantry cupboards. You know, you can look at a kitchen and it's just cupboards, but what's inside the cupboards? And what do you need to be in those cupboards? That is where we come in, where you literally are actually going right down to what kind, you know, how much traffic is on that drawer? What kind of rollers are we going to use? Is it going to be a roller that's going to break in 5 months or a year's time? Or you're going to have that kitchen for the next 15 years because we've used quality products that are designed for that kind of traffic.
And with good structure, or with good skeletal structure, you can revamp and recreate the look of the working space, the kitchen. But if the carcasses are all solid and good, you've got lots of life in them. If
exactly.
You use cheap, obviously that option isn't available.
Exactly.
To
you. And you know, it's like the human body. What you put in is what it's going to be able to achieve. So if you're going to put junk in your body, how far are you going to get? If you're going to look after your body, you're going to be able to do a whole lot more and live a lot longer. So you know, even fueling your car, same philosophy. If you put in for longevity, and that only your investment now pays off later, because when it comes to resale value, you're not going to have to redo an entire kitchen just to sell your house. You've got a house that's been designed practically that has elements that people would never have thought of, because designers have given you advice on what to put in and what not to put in and what would work and what wouldn't work.
So the value, obviously, for lifestyle and enjoyment is instantly obvious, but the acquired value later in the game is possibly up front, not so obvious, but that's when you really make the win or the score, because you've got an investment that can stand the test
of time. I think it's one of those things where it's a service that you're paying for now, but you'll see the benefits thereof for many, many years to come.
So obviously now you make a good case for design in the much broader sense. We've talked interior design, interior decorating, architectural design. It covers all of that in one discipline. Is it relatively new? Because traditionally, and I'm talking, I've been involved in a few homes, and it's not instantly top of mind that in this new build project, let's get a designer involved.
I think it's something that has become more well known. We have the privilege of access to information via the internet, all the Instagram images, all of those. And now when you start looking at those pictures, you realize that not just your average Joe would have actually put that image together. So if you're wanting to replicate that look, you're going to need to call in a professional. But also from the industry side, there's been a lot of education into the benefits and the need for this kind of skill within the industry.
So you plug into the team and just make everything pop, but you're working for the client, which is a fabulous thing.
Absolutely. And it's about education. You know, it's about educating, and that's what these talks are about. It's educating those out there about the actual industry, because there's been such a misnomer that, and that's why we discussed it in the beginning, from an interior architect to an interior designer to interior decorator, what are the differences? And with that kind of education, people can actually start knowing the need and what service we actually provide.
And here it is, Jossie Interiors. Paula Martini sitting with me in the studio right now. We're having a discussion, but you could be having a discussion much more personally and close up by contacting her. Which is the best way to get hold of you?
You can contact us, or you can view our website, where we've got a comprehensive portfolio and some blogs and tips on design, which is www.jossie.co.za. Or on Instagram, Facebook at Jossie Design, and they're welcome to email at sales@jossie.co.za.
And there it is, Jossie Designs. We'll have another conversation in a week's time.
Yes, Dave, I look forward to it.
And so do I. If you missed the entire conversation or you'd like to catch up on what happened before this, it's available on our apps under the podcast section for the morning show. Look for the marvelous smiling face of Paula Martini, and there it is for your instant catch-up pleasure. Paula, thank you so much for joining
me. Thanks, Dave. Thank you.
Until next week.
Yes, excited.
Here's Tressel.